Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.
All right, I always like to start with something interesting. And Amazon, you may not know this, is now streaming football. It's a big deal. Well, the first Thursday night football game on Amazon's Prime Video, September 15th, averaged 13.03 million viewers. That's according to Nielsen. They're doing all the tracking. Now, if we compare that to the franchise's average Fox and NFL Network last season, it was about the same, 12.84 million for all games. So Amazon says, hey, but wait a minute. We have our own metrics, okay? And we can see everybody's who has watched via Prime Video across any device, including Twitch. And they found that the audience for Thursday Night Football wasn't 13.03 million viewers that Nielsen said. They're saying it's closer to 15.3 million viewers. Boy, I'll tell you, that's definitely game on for Amazon. It reminds me of the old joke. What did the football players say to the flight attendant? What did the football player say to the flight attendant? He said, put me in, coach. Yes, okay. I know. I heard you laugh there. Sometimes I just crack myself up. And, you know, and that's the whole thing, is I'm here to make you laugh and inspire you because it's America's largest show about all things digital. We talk about the gadgets, the gizmos, and how to save money, make money, things you should buy, things that you need to avoid, and the data breaches, and your online security, and your privacy. It's all boiled up into the Kim Komando Show because I'm America's digital pro. My name just happens to be Kim Komando. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Komando. And we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free all 3 hours. And you get, I don't know, 3 months worth of archives and a whole bunch of other goodies over at getkim.com. It's just a few bucks a month. And if you love the show, support us over at getkim.com. It helps us continue to bring to you this quality programming. Once again, that's getkim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, every single day, I look at over 30 different websites. I hit the press releases, and I talk to my friends in the tech industry and the government sector to find out what is going on in my industry. I am a tech specialist, and in this part of the show, I like to talk about future tech, what you can expect, what's coming, things that you need to be aware of, things that are coming down the line either immediately or in the far future. And we're going to start with Apple's new iOS 16. Okay, this is coming relatively soon. iPhone users will soon be able to buy now and pay later. This is big stuff. It's called Apple Pay Later. Your phone's digital wallet is going to include an option to buy items priced. It only works between $25 and $1,000. And then if you want, you can pay them off in 4 installments spread over 6 weeks. Now, there's no interest. There's no fees. Okay. You could just say, I want to use Apple Pay Later. But you can only use your debit card, so payments are automatically deducted from your bank account. Now, what happens if you miss a payment? Your bank's going to charge you an overdraft fee. Plus, Apple says we could quickly revoke any future Pay Later privileges. So if you miss a payment, they're just going to put you in the loser pile, and you're never going to be able to use it again. So Apple is already entering a business. It's already been mapped out by big companies like Affirm and Klarna and Afterpay. And look for Amazon to quickly follow too. That's going to be really something. As we enter into what may be, and some people are calling it a very deep recession, these pay later schemes, it just keeps those impulses of I got to buy it, I got to get it right now, I got to get it right now. Well, at least for a while until you miss a payment. Number two on our list, people on the bus go up and down, and soon doing their homework. Now, if you rode school buses back in the day, who could have ever imagined that when you're sitting there on your school bus, you'd have a really fast internet connection? Well, Elon Musk says this is what we need to do. Elon Musk, SpaceX, they have filled out all the initial paperwork with the FCC to bring Starlink satellite internet service to school buses. That's right. It's a pilot program focusing on school bus routes more than an hour long in not very populated areas. And this way, they don't have really good cellular phone service. So the idea is, of course, is to have the kids do something instead of throwing spitballs and getting crazy on a bus, right? Maybe they'll actually sit down and do their homework, or they'll go on Roblox, or maybe they'll just play a game or whatever. But this wasted travel time, the whole idea is that it really should be study time. It sounds like a really fabulous idea, right? It sounds really great. This is fantastic. But do you ever remember being on a school bus that what was going on in the bus would actually be conducive to studying? I mean, would that really happen? I think for right now, if SpaceX wants to foot the bill for the experiment, I think that's fine. But if they want us taxpayers to pay, I would let them figure out how to turn school bus into a study hall using their own money and not our money. And it reminds me of that old joke. After 5 long years of studying, a student comes rushing into Einstein's office shouting, "Sir, sir, I got it. I understand it. I'm talking about your theory of special relativity." And Einstein just rolls his eye and he says, "It's about time. It's about time." All right, number 3 in our list of future tech is a more flexible MacBook. That's right. Here's the deal, is that Apple is trying to develop a 2-in-1 laptop with a flexible folding screen. And the specs that are rumored are pretty impressive. It's going to have a 4K display, options even for higher resolutions. It's going to look like the regular MacBook, screen on top, touchscreen keyboard instead of tactile buttons. I like the buttons. Anyway, you could unfold it into a larger display if you wanted to and use it with an external keyboard. Okay. Sounds like it's groundbreaking. Brand new for Apple, isn't it? This is going to be wonderful. Nobody's ever seen this before. Well, there was that big company, and they're still around, Lenovo. They have their foldable PC that was released back in 2020. Asus just released a 17-inch foldable Windows tablet this past week. How much do you think it is? Anybody? $3,500. Wow. Let me tell you, I was looking at the reviews. It's not getting great reviews. But there is a standout that could make this Apple folding MacBook really impressive, is that it's supposed to have a massive 21-inch screen. I would totally love that. I mean, just take my money. I'll start saving right now. Just take it. But we have plenty of time because we're not expected to see this until 2026 or 2027. That's after Apple is supposedly launching a foldable iPhone. When do you think a foldable iPhone is coming? Because when this is part of the show, we're talking about future tech. 2025. Number 4 on our list is Wi-Fi 7 tests show off speeds of 30 gigabits per second. It's a new Wi-Fi frontier because Wi-Fi 6 is barely getting started. It's basically the same as your old Wi-Fi, except it's much faster, up to 10 gigabits per second. That's a lot faster than Wi-Fi 5. Tops out at 3.5 gigs per second. So we're talking about the next generation of Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 7. So forget 10 gigs, we're talking about 30 gigs a second. So what does that mean to you? Okay, forget about just downloading a single movie in a few seconds. Here's what you could download. The entire thing. The entire series of 1883, Yellowstone, The Golden Age, Entourage, and more in 4K in a split second. Just a split second, poof, it's there. You just point and click or tap, boom, 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 right there. Okay. Now, this is all just a few years away. We're dealing with crappy Wi-Fi in our homes and trying to get a signal out to the garage, the pool, and the she shed, but Wi-Fi 7 is going to be around. And finally, this, coming in at number 5, watch out for the robots. That's right. About 5 years ago, self-driving electronic bot from California-based startup called Neuro hit the scene. You haven't seen it. It looks like a miniature minivan. It's about 3 feet high, 3 feet wide. It's box. And it has some gear on the top. It has two compartments that are climate controlled. And once this delivery robot arrives at your house, your office, what have you, is you punch in a unique code that was sent to your phone, and then that PIN code, you put it in, then it opens up. Okay, in 2018, it was the world's first unmanned delivery service. It's been used with Kroger, Domino's Pizza, Walmart, CVS, 7-Eleven, FedEx. Uber Eats is using it in some parts of the country. And it has all the gear. It has cameras and LiDAR, radar. It has 360-degree sensors. And on the front, there's this massive airbag that they just put on there. They say to protect pedestrians who have the misfortune of just walking in the path of this neuro, who sometimes can do as much as, I mean, this is fast for a little robot. It's going 25 miles per hour. Imagine this little box going right down the street, right down the sidewalk. So let's say you're walking down the street, you turn, you notice you're about to be hit by this delivery robot doing 25 miles per hour. So what they've done right now is they have strapped an inflatable mattress to the front. Okay, isn't that comforting? An inflatable mattress. Okay, that'll stop them. But I started thinking about this. This would be a good idea for Elon Musk. I mean, after all, his full self-driving mode Tesla, right? It doesn't really work. I have a Tesla Plaid, I'll tell you. If I had trusted the self-driving mode, I would have run into a motorcycle, a truck. I would have blown, because there was no stop sign, but you know you have to go left or right, but they don't have a stop sign where I was going. And it would have just gone straight up the hill. I mean, it's just ridiculous that he sells this for $15,000 now as self-driving, full driving mode. But anyway, they could put a mattress pad right in front of the Tesla, just right there. With whatever it hits, it would have like memory foam. All right, coming up, I can tell you is the secrets to finding someone's email address. We have a great tip about Google Chrome, how to make it even safer to use. Facebook's hidden message folder. And we're going to talk about how you can send email that self-destructs, a little Mission Impossible type stuff. And you have more of me. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on Kim Komando.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Now, how about we start with Shiloh in Portland, Maine? Hi there, Shiloh.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of the wonderful emails that I get from you.
Oh,
I'm learning a lot. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. So what's going on? How can I lend a hand?
Yeah, I have a question for you. I just finished a highly contested divorce in which I was cyber-stalked by my current ex.
Oh, gosh.
And my ex is talking about buying my son or our son a smartphone. So my question is should I be concerned that there is a way that he can monitor us through a smartphone? And are there ways, or do I even need to be concerned about checking the phone itself? He would be the administrator. So are there ways that I can look to see if there's anything malware or anything else I should be concerned about on that phone?
So when you say he was cyber-stalked, did he put something on your device? And I mean, did he know everything that you were doing, where you were going? Did he change the Wi-Fi at your house? Because I've heard that before. What exactly did he do?
Mm-hmm. Well, it started out that he was the administrator of every single device in our house, including like our thermostat. So it was super easy, of course, at first. Right. And I didn't really understand. I'm pretty clueless in this kind of stuff. So he was able to do it that simply. But eventually there was access to our router, which he had originally had the passwords for too, somebody had also accessed a new router that was installed. And then also our internet service said that somebody had called trying to get into our modem.
Okay. All right. That's all. Okay. So here you said a couple of words, and that's why I want to know how far this went. And I got the point. Mm-hmm. It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, it was very bad.
Okay. The only way, if I were you, that I would let my son, knowing that all this happened, have a phone, is that if I bought the phone myself, mm-hmm. I was the admin for the phone. If in fact he does give him the phone, I would do a complete factory reset so he's not the admin. I would not put that anywhere near me or my son's person. Because obviously there are issues. And
so what could happen? Let's say he bought it, he was the admin. What things do people do? I'm not sure what the phones are capable of, but like what
he could put a spy program on there, and every single thing that your son types, anything that you send to your son in a text message, he gets a complete copy of every single thing that happens on that phone.
Okay.
I mean, he could turn on the camera. He could turn on the microphone. Okay. Uh-huh. So this is the person that you're dealing with. I would not let that get into my home on my son's person at all unless I bought the phone and I made sure that only I had access to it. If you need help more, let me know. Just think about that, and I'm always here for you.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat, it's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, moments away from Google Chrome. I've got some terrific tips that will make it even safer to use. We're going to talk about some Facebook messages folders, some little gotchas there, and later on how you can send self-destructing email. And of course, we have more of your phone calls. But before we get to all of that, I'd like to welcome our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman, to the show. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So we're all shopping on Amazon. I just read a stat the other day. This was astounding to me. Out of all the e-commerce that happens on the internet, just think of all the different things that you can buy, the different places, the large online shops, the mom and pop shops, and eBay, okay, all the Shopify, okay, of all the e-commerce that happens on the internet, you get the drift. 39.8% of all e-commerce happens on Amazon.
Wow.
Isn't that astounding?
That's incredible. I have a stat too.
Okay.
Every day, Amazon ships out 1.6 million packages a day.
I think 500 of them go to my house, but that's that's okay. You know what? The Amazon delivery guy, he actually rang the doorbell. And I've gotten to know him. His name's Jeff because he works the neighborhood.
Bezos or?
No. I wish it was. be like, you know, forget. Oh, no, we're not going to talk about that. I said, what's going on? Because if I see him, I give him a bottle of water,
aww,
you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he said, are you okay, Kim? And I said, why? What do you mean? He goes, I have no packages for you today. I mean, what's going on?
Well, you're part of it, right? That's 66,000 packages an hour, by the way. Can you imagine? I can just picture the conveyor belt.
What a machine that is. And to think he started selling books, right?
There you go. Yep, it all started with books. Well, we are all shopping there, so I figured we all want to save money too, right? So let's go through a few ways to do that. This one I love. So when you are shopping on Amazon, you see that little button that says clip the coupon. That's always like, yeah.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. And I never really thought about this. I would always just, you know, if I saw one, I'd clip it, of course, but I never went looking for those. And you can actually see all the coupons, just like you might, shop at an in-person store. So to do that, I know you're probably not going to remember a URL, but this one is actually really easy. Amazon.com/coupons.
Okay. Hey. Yes. There you go.
So if you go there, you can see by category everything that's on sale right now. Sometimes it's a dollar amount. Sometimes it's a percentage. And the deals can actually be really good. If it's a lower priced item, it might be a few bucks. I actually just got, have you ever used one of those? Well, you're not a coffee person, but those little frothers for your coffee. You put it in the milk and
yes.
You can froth the coffee. I love those things. They're awesome. I'm actually going to post about one on the site because I got a new one. It's great.
Okay.
And there's a coupon for it right now. $6 off.
You know what? That's a lot of money.
It really is.
I mean, that's definitely, because sometimes you see the coupon and it's like 5 cents off, 10. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you guilt it. You're like, okay, yeah, I'll take it just because,
Well, sure. I'm going to clip it. All you have to do is click the button. Mm-hmm. That is the other tip, right? If you see the coupon button, if you don't clip it, you don't get the savings. They're not going to do it. So you have to make sure you click that button. A couple others I saw, there's an air purifier, $30 off from Lavoit. That's a good deal. And a Eufy RoboVac, right now, $140 off with a coupon.
That's huge.
Yeah. So you can find some good savings. If you don't remember that really hard URL, amazon.com/coupons, you can also just go to Amazon and search coupons, and you'll get to that same page.
Well, that's pretty awesome because, the manufacturers, they're the ones that give the coupons.
Yeah.
And so many moons ago, is that you used to get a thing in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Full of coupons. Or then you get the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
And you'd clip coupons.
Now the only thing that comes in the mail are just grocery store deals. No coupons.
I know.
Womp womp.
And I'm so bad at that. I haven't checked the mail for like 2 weeks. And that's a whole nother thing. Cause like the mail lady, she's really sweet too. And she'll bring the mail to the door. She's like, Kim, I can't put any more mail in the box.
Come on, Kim. You at least have to do what all of us do. We pretend to check the mail, right? We get it out of the box. We move it to a pile.
To the trash. Okay.
Yes, exactly. All right. What about free stuff? Yes, I want to save you money on things you're already buying, but some things you don't have to pay for. I've talked about this before. Such a good deal. If you have an Amazon Prime membership, you get access to lots of free ebooks. One thing though, maybe you don't want to read a book. Maybe you just want to read a magazine. They have free magazines too, which is actually pretty cool. I haven't bought a real magazine in a long time, but they're expensive, like at least $5, and the nicer ones are even more than that. So you can get free magazines on Amazon. If you search magazines, you'll get a whole big list of them. And here is a little tip. Now, maybe you're going to say, Allie, is that right? But it's right there in the details. I'm not telling you to do anything weird. You can sign up for a magazine subscription. In some cases, you can get a few free issues to your house, and then you cancel before you get charged for it. This is all there in the terms. You're allowed to do it, and you get free magazines. You didn't have to pay a dime.
Well, I'll tell you, Kip was out this past week.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know who Kip is, our fabulous EVP. And so he wanted to get some Diet Coke because I don't have Diet Coke in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, if you look in my refrigerator, you're like, who is this person that drinks green juice? And Barry will open up and I'm like, there's nothing to eat in the refrigerator. And I'm like, there's cauliflower crust pizza. And he's like, I am not eating cauliflower crust pizza ever. Then meanwhile, I give it to him. And he's like, this is really good. What is it? I'm like, oh, nothing. But anyway, so we were on the checkout aisle.
Yeah.
And that's where you have all the magazines.
Yeah.
And I admit, just as a joke, I bought the National Enquirer.
As a joke.
Mm-hmm. I did. Just
as a fun joke, and I read the whole thing.
You know what? I did. I went to Barry, so we went home, and I said, oh, honey, look, I bought you the paper. And he was expecting, like, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal.
Is the National Enquirer still, like, aliens and body snatchers and all that?
Yeah. It was actually interesting because there were two versions of the National Enquirer. This was fascinating to me. There was one version of the National Enquirer with Biden on the cover,
mm-hmm.
and this whole story about him. Then right next to it was a copy of the National Enquirer with Trump on it.
If you're in marketing, we know that as an A/B test.
Yeah, I thought that was
which one will sell more.
I thought that was so funny to have both of them side by side.
Which one do you think sold more?
I'm going to go with Trump.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go with Trump. Yes,
me too. Okay, one of the other really smart ways, I think, to save on Amazon is buying Amazon products, the products that they make. So when you think about it, they've got all the market research they need right there, right?
Oh gosh, don't they?
Because they see exactly what people are buying. Now, Amazon has said a lot about how they use this information, how they use it to develop products. Crossing our fingers, we're not doing that. But who knows, right? We have to assume they see this data and it informs what they make.
Of sure it does.
Of course it does. And luckily for us, the products they make are usually cheaper than the ones that they were inspired by, right? We actually have a really good article over on commander.com that lists some of these. So if you are interested in any of these, we have links right to the products for you. But, you know, it's way more than just in the past where it was like all Amazon really did was, you know, the Echo and a Kindle. Now they make everything.
They do make everything.
They make clothes. They've got home goods brands. They've got everything under the sun, toilet paper, cleaning products, everything you could want. This one I thought was really cool. So there's a bread maker from Cuisinart. Remember when we were all making bread?
I remember because you were into it because you were even like making the yeast. And
that's true. Yeah. At the beginning of the pandemic, remember, I was so jealous because you had flour. I didn't. Yes. I couldn't get any. And then finally I got like a 25-pound bag of flour and I got yeast. And yeah, I haven't made bread in a while.
Not me neither. I think there's a lot of things in the pandemic that we did that now we don't look at and we go like, oh gosh, if I ever have to sit on the couch and watch Netflix again, even though, you know, meanwhile, in other wars, people had to go to a war, you know, so to speak. We were all complaining about Netflix. But yes, the bread maker on Amazon?
Yeah, the Cuisinart version, which is kind of the one you would think of, right? It's this 2-pound, makes a 2-pound loaf, all the bells and whistles, all the settings. That thing's $140.
Very expensive.
It is expensive. Well, there's a little box on that page for the Cuisinart that says, you might also like this. And it's the Amazon version.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's the same thing. It's got all the same settings, all the same bells and whistles. $65.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's huge.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of things where it's basically half off. Do you have a water pick?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, me too. I love it. The water pick, there's all different versions. If you want the basic, about $70. The Amazon version, $30. Yeah, there's just about everything you could want. Everything from, you know, electronics, home goods, all kinds of stuff. The Apple Lightning to USB cord. Well, if you buy the Apple version, it's about $25. Amazon makes one. It's the same thing. It's $12.
Yeah, it's that whole Amazon Basics brand.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I bought an Amazon branded. I did the same thing. I went on and I was looking for, I wanted a paper shredder.
Yeah.
And I think the one that I looked at, I went to Staples online for some reason. I think I had a coupon or something going on or a gift card. And it was, I don't know, $120. I got the Amazon Basic one for $49.
Ooh, I need a paper shredder. How does it work?
It works great. It
Look
does. And it does credit cards and DVDs too. Oh. And so you just put that in there. It comes in a little bin, dump that out, boom, good to go.
Yeah. So even if you don't go looking around for, you know, it's hard sometimes to find the comparable product. Really though, if you just look through Amazon Basics, you can just search that in the search bar. Amazon makes everything and they make it cheaper.
Now, if you were to bet, how much would you bet that Amazon, as you use the word inspired, gets inspired?
Yeah, they can't say, well, yeah, of course we copied these things because we know they sell.
But
a lot.
They know what's trending, how much is sold, what people are looking for. They have all the manufacturing distribution facilities all set up.
Well, and in some cases, especially when the products are more complex, because it's probably not that hard to make a bread maker inspired by another one. But when it's really complex, like a Roomba, you just buy it.
Exactly. Well, then you buy all the data too.
Exactly.
You know, as I like to say, it's sucking up more than dirt, right?
Yeah.
It does do that. Hey, Allie, great job as always. And then on the website, you'll post all these links for everybody?
Absolutely. Yep. We've got links to the products and all the ways to save.
All right. Great job. Thanks, Al. All right, it's time now for a super duper tip about Google Chrome. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. How many photos are on your smartphone right now? Probably too many to count. And I've heard countless stories from listeners and readers and viewers over the year who has just lost years of precious memories after dropping or losing their phones. And don't let this happen to you. Don't be that person. While your device may come with a limited free storage, it can fill up rather quickly. And that's why you're better off looking for a comprehensive service that can back up and protect all your data across all your devices. And that's why I recommend iDrive's award-winning safe and secure cloud backup. It's easy to use, it's affordable, and includes generous backup space, so you just have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. And I love that I can automate backups and never have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. Use my name, Kim, at checkout. You'll get 90% off of the first year. Head over to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right. If I were a betting woman, I would bet that you are using Google Chrome. It's the world's most popular browser. And so here are some fabulous tips that you're going to be using. Number one, I want to make sure that your account is harder to crack and make sure you set up two-factor authentication. We'll tell you how to do that. Now, Chrome also has something called Safety Check, and it will scan your account for any compromised passwords and for any updates. It also turns on safe browsing that will identify unsafe websites and notify you of any potential harm. That's important. Number three in our list is I want you to look at any type of extensions, and we want to make sure that those are also safe to use. Number four in our list is we're going to set up HTTPS first mode. That S is for secure. Again, the steps are on the website. And finally, number five on our list is make sure that you fully understand that incognito mode does not make everything that you do private. Your browser doesn't save your history, cookies, site data, but it keeps any downloaded files or bookmarks you created. And it might be good for shopping, things like that. In case you want to learn more about everything that I just mentioned rather quickly, you can read it all and get the steps over at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. When you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come, how to send self-destructing email. Yes, the fun way, here on the Kim Commando Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael in Dayton, Ohio. Hello there, Michael.
Yes, hi. How are you doing today? Hey, I want to thank you for all your great articles on Fox News. I use the Fox News app a lot, and you have some really good articles on there. That's where I got your name. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that, Michael. That's awesome. So how can I help you out? I'm glad you tracked me down.
Well, yeah, I have a real, I guess it's really an internet or computer problem. So when you get reservations, try to get reservations for the national parks, for example, Yellowstone or Glacier Park, mm-hmm. You go online. So June 1st, for example, of 2022, that's the first day to get reservations for June of the next year. Years ago, you used to just call in, but the last, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 years, you know, they have an online system, of course, and they start at 2 a.m.
Okay.
So 2 a.m., June 1st, I'll go online, and bottom line is I can't get through. Cause, I mean, the reservations are very popular, especially certain lodges like
sure.
You know, the Old Faithful Lodge. So at 2 a.m., I'm there. I do log in, get online, and I start step one, and I click, and the responses I get, it'll say network error, or it'll spin and spin.
So, like, because it's just getting too much traffic at that particular time.
Yeah, the website's getting tons of traffic, right. And then I'll eventually get in, maybe an hour later.
Oh,
but
wow.
Most of the things are gone
by then.
And I've tried a whole bunch of different things.
Have you ever tried using a VPN?
No, I haven't. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure I really understand what that is. I've heard of that. But.
Okay. Well, if you go to expressvpn.com/Kim, that's the, okay. They're a sponsor of the show, but I've used them forever. Okay.
Okay.
You get 3 months free, but sometimes if you use a VPN and then say that you are in Wyoming, okay,
yeah.
Or wherever that national park is located, Utah, Colorado,
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
And that maybe it will, you'll have a shorter hop to get into that website.
Okay.
So you're going to tell the website that you're already there, because you will be.
Yeah.
You'll be in the state of Wyoming, so that
yeah.
This way the traffic doesn't have to go from Dayton, Ohio, because she was going to hop, skip, and jump. You know, there's nothing, there's no direct line. Yeah. And so I would encourage you to do that, because it sounds like you've done everything else. I mean, you've been there a few minutes early, you've hung out afterwards, you've got in. And I know that sometimes these sites are really incredibly slow, too. So try expressvpn.com/Kim. It's the only VPN that I trust and I recommend and I use. And like I said, I've used them before they were a sponsor, and that's actually why they became a sponsor. So, and then make sure that the VPN in your location, you say that you're actually in Wyoming, and give that a shot, Michael. I've heard that people have had some good luck with that. And thanks for tracking me down through Fox News, where, by the way, you can read in the text section a couple of articles from me every week. Hey, a lot of people don't know that when you're using Gmail, you can actually send self-destructing email. We've got tips on how to do it, and the settings and how it works and the gotchas along the way. Just search commando.com for send self-destructing email, which, by the way, 24/7, we post all kinds of new content. You can find me always at the website. And the address is simple. It's KOMAINDIO.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.